All right, the capital of Saudi Arabia is Riyadh. Last week, a picture of the country's ruler, King Abdullah, had everyone talking there. The photo showed the king surrounded by a group of women. Not only were many of the women not wearing the traditional face veil, they were also appearing in public with an unrelated man. This at a time when Saudi clerics are debating the country's ban on unrelated men and women being together in public. Carol Murphy has more from Riyadh.
Last September, King Abdullah opened this country's first co-ed graduate university. That sparked a heated debate among Saudi clerics over a critical issue here. Namely, does Islamic law allow men and women to mix in places like universities, banks, and offices? But the discussion really took off in December when one cleric told a Saudi newspaper that it was perfectly acceptable for men and women to mix in public. Sheikh Ahmed Al-Ghamdi accused those who preach otherwise of misreading Islamic law. Ghamdi wasn't the only one saying this, but his remarks caused a furor because he heads the religious police in the holy city of Mecca. This is the force that runs public patrols to make sure that unrelated men and women don't mingle in places like this popular Starbucks. On a recent balmy evening, everyone at the outdoor tables here were men. Women are allowed only in the indoor family section at the back of the coffee shop.
I do think that Saudi Arabia is going, to open up for ladies.
Fawzia Al-Bakr is a women's activist and professor at King Saud University. She says that while separate rooms at restaurants may seem depressing, the front page photo of the king and the fact that moderate clerics like Al-Ghamdi are speaking up are steps in the right direction.
I attended other gathering in Riyadh, and for my surprise, it was mixed gathering in a very conservative places. So there is a clear sign, more opportunities at work, and the mixing issue, it will take time, definitely, but it's going there. And I think also the driving is coming. I can see a lot of signs.
In practice, Saudi Arabia's gender segregation is fraying at the edges. There was, for example, lots of mingling at this year's Riyadh Book Fair. But the old ways won't go down without a fight. One hardline influential cleric issued a fatwa declaring that anyone who condoned mixing should be executed unless he recants. And in most places, separation is still the rule. At universities, male professors cannot be in the same room with their female students. Mona Sharaf, a student at King Saud University, finds this frustrating.
Male professors, you don't see them. You see them by a television, by a screen, by a projector. You have to see the person to communicate, to ask and to act and react and to get the point, to get the feeling, you know. You're not a machine. Why should I come and go to college to watch a screen?
And at a recent government-organized conference on illegal drug trafficking, the 200 professional Saudi women who attended met in a different hall from the men. Most women accepted this separation as normal, but others, like psychiatrist Mona Al-Sawaf, found it annoying.
I wish to have an access to be able to attend other lectures from the men's side, at least through the CCTV, at least closed-circuit TV, to see what's going on, because I'm here not to see Riyadh or to stay in the hotel. I'm here to attend and benefit from what's going on in this very valuable symposium.
In the years ahead, most experts say, the gender mixing ban will face its biggest challenge, not from theological arguments, but from economic developments. Women now make up half of the students at Saudi universities. Thousands more are enrolled at universities abroad. Increasingly, these graduates will enter the Saudi job market, where men and women will find few options but to work together side by side. For The World, I'm Carol Murphy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.